Dear pesky blackheads, you disgust me. You're ugly, dirty, and just plain nasty. Enough is enough. Meet my Biore Deep Cleansing Charcoal Pore Strip. This strip, with natural charcoal, will pluck you out. Oil too. Sayonara, blackheads. See ya on the Biore Strip side. Sincerely, Finally Clean Pores.
Love charcoal? Also try Biore Baking Soda Cleansing Scrub for an exfoliating deep clean. Biore, free your pores.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of the award-winning book, The Alchemy of True Success. And welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where my guests and I share tips and strategies to help you, the enlightened entrepreneur, take your business to the next level. So make sure you grab paper and pen to write down these amazing tips and strategies that we're going to share with you to help you fill your soul and your wallet. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio. I am your host, Jaden Sterling, and I am so happy to be here with you today and excited to share my guest with you. She is an expert in mindful marketing. So a lot of you I've heard from over the past have entrepreneurial souls and spirits, and you want your message out there, and she is the one to help give you some guidance around that. So I'm excited to have Kimberly Masco with me today to share with you some amazing strategies that she's employed in her own life, in her own mindful marketing business, and also with the clients that she works with. And I'll give you the formal introduction here. Kimberly is a business expert and marketing strategist for entrepreneurs focusing on mind, body, spirit businesses. She brings nearly 20 years of business development expertise to the table, including 8 years on Wall Street, which is really fun for me because many of you know that's my background as well, and Kimberly and I will talk about that too. Her efforts are recognized in changing people's lives. She's gifted with the ability to craft strategies for business success, and she's also the host of a really fascinating and interesting mindful marketing podcast. I was a guest on her show a few weeks ago, so I had the pleasure of connecting with her then, and I said to her, this is amazing. I've got to get you on my show, which she agreed. And so, Kimberly, welcome to Soul to Profit Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
How are you?
I am fantastic. I am enjoying a lovely morning so far, and just really excited to be talking with all of your listeners and sharing knowledge today.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that. And where are you calling in from?
I am calling in from sunny Southern California. I'm in Los Angeles, Pasadena to be exact. And it's I think most of the country is pretty cold right now, but it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day in the 70s.
Yeah, you're not dealing with 6 feet of snow like they are from the lake effect snowstorm through Buffalo.
Yes, no, we're fortunate to sunny and, you know, could throw on some shorts and go outside.
Well, you're blessed. Good for you. And you know, if you'll share, I found it fascinating the last time we connected that we had such a similar background on the fact that we were both on Wall Street and that we each had a profound awakening to our true calling. And if you could please share with our listeners your journey to discovering your soul's purpose of becoming a heart-centered entrepreneur.
Sure. So, you know, I had never intended truly to be in the world of finance or Wall Street or anything like that. I actually traded mortgage-backed securities, which is what I was involved in, and that was never on my agenda. When I was in college, I thought I was going to be a marriage counselor. I was a psychology major, and I always thought I was going to help people. And, you know, life hands you all sorts of interesting and fascinating things, and I was truly blessed to have the opportunities that I was given. And I ended up down this path of Wall Street and the money and building businesses, and which was phenomenal. I mean, I worked for a major Wall Street firm, and nine of us had left the major firm and created our own company. And we were able to take it from nine of us sitting in the living room, staring at each other going, wow, what are we going to do? Pulling together $15 million of our own money and taking it to a $165 million company before the market turned in 08. So it was like such a blessing to have gone through that process and learned all of that. And it was just such an opportunity to be able to experience that. But I was never truly happy. And before the market even turned, I had left. I was just, I couldn't do it anymore. It was the 14, 16-hour days, just the stress, the pressure. And it wasn't even, I can't even blame it on stress and pressure and the business side of it. It was more that I just knew I wasn't doing something that was fulfilling my soul. And so I made the decision to leave. And but I didn't really know what I was going to do. I was kind of like, oh, I'm free. And then it was like, free to do, I'm not really sure what. So I kind of, it took me, I love to say that it was an easy thing. I left and I found my calling. And it was not that simple. It took me several years to figure out what I was going to do. And in between, I was, I like you, work in, well, not work in, but have a, I'm a real estate investor. But so that's like kind of a, I'll call that really more of a hobby now. So I ended up doing that, and it still wasn't fulfilling. I liked the creation of flipping a house and designing the inside and doing like a higher-end flip, and that was great, but it still wasn't what I really needed. And I finally had an aha that was, I was on my own personal journey. I had unfortunately lost my mom to cancer, which pushed me more onto my own spiritual journey of why are we here and what are we doing. And as I went on that path, I started to meet some of the most incredible people in the mind, body, spirit community that had stories and experiences and or maybe they'd already written a book, and but they didn't have the knowledge to be able to make that, fulfill their lives in a monetary way, to bring in that energy of money. So I decided to marry all of my business knowledge and my marketing expertise with entrepreneurs that I call them mindful entrepreneurs that are in the mind, body, spirit arena to figure out how to show them how to take their business to the next level and how to do that authentically and mindfully so that they're comfortable with the whole process. And it's been beautiful. I love it. I love when I can help someone and they see the aha and now their message gets out and touches so many more lives.
It does. It creates that ripple effect, which that is what brings me to do what I do as well. I love the ripple effect, and as we assist others to share their light and their message, and it seeps into the collective consciousness, and I feel like when we see that shift in people who go from, like you and I did, from a very financial, money-driven background to more of a heart-centered entrepreneurial background or passion, right? That thing that brings us into what we are calling and what we feel we're here to do. There's something that changes within, isn't there?
There truly is, and it's such a, I would almost call it like I feel lighter. Like I know when you start to know that you're touching other lives, and it's just this. It makes you glow, but then you can realize that you've had an impact. And I always looked at like my story, and I never felt like, I mean, I've met some people with some incredible stories of their lives that go out and touch other people. And I always thought, my life's been kind of boring. Like, how, I can't write a book about some personal experience that's going to change all these lives. But I was able to find it in my vehicles, being able to take those people and have them touch more people. And it's just, it's really such an amazing feeling. And it's that's when you really know you've hit it. And you're like, oh, that's such a great thing to see.
Yeah, so, you know, let's talk to that entrepreneur out there who's listening to our show, and they're in the mind, body, soul realm. You know, they're maybe a light worker, maybe they're a card reader, maybe they own a metaphysical bookshop. You know, someone like that who is out there going, gosh, you know, I have this message, but how do I market it? Like, how do I get my message out and get it out to more and more people? What would you suggest they do, Kimberly?
So what I work with my clients is to be able to look at what they have, take their gift, figure out who the right audience is, because that's always key. And once we know exactly who that audience is, then it's about connecting with them. So the one thing I find fascinating in the mind, body, spirit community is that they always say that marketing is icky. And it's they don't like it. And so they kind of dig their heels in the process of marketing because they feel like they're selling something. And I work a lot with them to change the mindset of marketing is not selling, but it's providing solutions to people that need help. So if someone has a problem and you have a solution, it's your duty to the universe to be able to take that talent that you have and solve more people's problems. So once I can get them past the mindset, then we start focusing on how to communicate with those people. And it's about, you know, your ideal audience is talking the right language so that you're talking the same verbiage so that you understand each other. And then what I have my clients do is we work on building their personal platform. And it can be even for a retail store, it's the same idea. It's about building your platform. And what that means is that gives you a vehicle to touch with your potential clients and your ideal audience on many different levels. And so what that includes is that, of course, the standard, you know, we all know we need a website and we need social media, so that's a piece of it. Then it also involves the autoresponders that go out, how you communicate with your audience through your emails. And then if someone doesn't have a book, I highly encourage them to put together a book, because if you have this knowledge, you create the book, and then that's another vehicle, and there's certain things you can do within a book to be able to drive your clients back to who you are and what you're doing. And then on top of that, there's things like how we both have our radio shows. So you can set yourself up as an expert in that kind of arena by showing that you have a radio show. And then it's about the products that you create that are helping people, that all turns into then speaking. And when you're speaking in front of people, you're touching so many more lives. And so it's a combination of these. It's really seven steps of the platform, seven pieces. And when you combine them all and you're communicating with your client in the same language that they understand and resonate with, then you're really touching them on different levels, and they see you in different arenas. And the more they see you and the more they hear your message, then they really truly believe and realize that you can help them with their problem.
Yeah, exactly. And what would be, because you mentioned quite a few things about, and I appreciate that, all the aspects, the seven different aspects of building the platform. But what were, you know, let's say someone's listening to the show and they're just, you know, they've done what you and I did. They took the leap. They got out of their corporate gig, and now they are following their purpose and following their heart, and they're saying, all right, I know I have a message inside of me. Kimberly, what would be one of the first things that you would tell that person to do?
I think the first thing, and this might be counterintuitive to some people, but I think the first thing, and I'm going to throw together website and social media. That's just a must. No matter what you're doing, you need those two things. But then I like to have my clients that don't have a book start with a book. And it doesn't have to be, I think it gets a little overwhelming when people think, oh my goodness, I need to write a book. And there's so many ways to go about it where you can get help and the assistance and the editors you need, or even a ghostwriter, so you have your ideas and someone actually puts it together for you so that it sounds eloquent like it should, and or like you would want it to and hope that you sounded like. But I know when I write, it is surely not eloquent. So I have someone help me with that process. But once you have a book, it gives you, a level of confidence within yourself, which I think when you're first starting out, sometimes we think, especially when we're switching, you were an accountant and now you want to go and be a light worker, or you've got the gift of being a medium and you're like, what do I do with that? When you need that confidence initially. And I think when you write out a book and you share your ideas, even if it's just with a ghostwriter or an editor, you start to realize how much you really do know. And when you have to put it on paper, you're like, wow, I actually know all of that. I can own all of that information that I'm putting in the book. So I think first and foremost, that helps with the level of confidence. And then other people perceive you and perceive that confidence because, like, wow, look at that. They have a book. Wow, that's a huge thing. They have a book. And so the book then opens the doors for you wherever you go. The book can get you speaking engagements. The book can get you interviews. And then from the book, you start building the rest of the platform. You could start the podcast. You can start building products and growing the list. We should talk a little bit about the list. But I think, you know, the list is your followers, your audience, when you can capture their email. And then that'll turn into, you'll be able to monetize the energy of that list. But the book really is the starting point to be able to get you out there and let people see who you are and get your foot in the door. It's like a really big, expensive business card.
That is so true. I like that. So your recommendation is put the book together, because that does a few things, helps you craft your message, gives you confidence. And you're also, what I've learned with writing, with having my book out for the last year or so, it puts you as an expert in the industry, you know, because they say, you know, well, they wrote the book on it. Obviously, they know what they're talking about. They know what they're doing. And I agree with you. It's a really helpful big business card to share with others. And also to bring some money, right? Oftentimes when we're booked for speaking engagements, the group may not have a budget for speakers, but if you negotiate something where you can sell your products in the back of the room after your speech or after your talk or even a workshop, then that can also bring in additional income. Is that what you're...
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's, it's a kind of a great negotiation tool, truly. So you can say, well, I won't do this, but I'll do that. And it involves your book. So the book got you in the door to be able to speak in the first place, because they always want to see what you have. And then the book, again, you can do sales in the back plus everything else. And so it's just, it really, that's a great point to making sure that you're monetizing it in every way that you can. And I'll give a couple other little tips that I like for the books. But, you know, when we talk about list building, it's so important to make sure that you're putting what I call calls to action in your book, and it's driving them back to your website or to your landing page, a place where they can enter their information. In exchange for receiving their email, you're going to give them something of value back. So there's several ways that we can take that book and really make it work for you, and being able to monetize it on top of that.
Kimberly, you just hit on a tremendous point, because traditionally when you have a book out there, and I'm talking a physical book, you know, whether it's hard copy, soft copy, you don't know who your buyer is of that book. You know, they'll go to the traditional routes, which would be Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and you don't know who bought it. But if you put a call to action in there to drive people to a specific link, a URL, that will allow them to come back to your site and capture that, you know, free downloadable gift or something like that, that has been the biggest game changer for me when I wrote my book. I must have had over 20 calls to action in my book, and it brought people back to a link, and then they got a, you know, free guided meditation, or, you know, there are all kinds of, and some other ebooks in there too. So I agree with you. Anyone who's listening to this, whether you're putting together a physical book or let's talk ebook too, because that's
right.
Important. Well, because I know you mentioned the book that you're talking about is an actual physical book, right? And
it could be. It doesn't matter. It's because I have a client that I work with that has a bunch of e-books, but I got to tell you, brings in a really good amount of money and is fantastic for her list building. So it works both ways.
How is she monetizing the e-book? What is she doing?
Well, she's used it to help build her list. So she does a couple of things. She's taken the time to build her social media. So her social media is actually humming beautifully. She's done is one of the best people I've seen at building up her social media. So she has social media working, so she's got people there, but they're not on her list. But she's been able to take that book, to use the ebook to bring people to her list, and then from there sell products. And so she's been able to really take that ebook. We've done an exercise where it's going out, it goes out for free for a while, so that it's a huge list builder, and then from there, then her products come out right behind it. So it's about, she's really using it, maybe not monetizing the ebook specifically, like here's the ebook, but the way we've crafted the release of it is we've put in the links where there's actually hers are free audio gifts. And so when it goes out to her people, they're signing up and building the list from there, and then she'll monetize it. So it's not necessarily selling the ebook. And she does do that as well, and there is some, you know, benefit there, but it's really tiny compared to when we give it for free for a specific time, because everything is about driving people quickly and making them feel the urgency of what you're doing. So we do it for a specific time, and then once the time is up, then it goes back to being for sale. But the benefit of giving it away for free for a specific time is huge.
Yes, that is. And what have you seen, based on your expertise in this area, Kimberly, what have you seen people give away that has brought subscribers, customers? You know, what's been the big drivers that you've seen?
You know what, it's you know, we're in a culture right now where we want immediate satisfaction. So it seems that the drivers for a list are something that they can get immediately that's quick and easy. When you start to give away bigger programs, like you might think, like, if I give them, you know, a six-week program for free and then they're going to sign up, that kind of, interestingly enough, doesn't work because it's too much time commitment. So because I've seen people do that, like, well, I'm going to give, this bigger thing away, and it's just for free to get the people to sign up, and it's not as immediately gratifying. So really think about immediate gratification when you're going to do, if it's something that you're just giving away for free for a list-building purpose, to make sure that it's something that's of immediate gratification that they can take and use immediately, and that they go, oh, I need that. It solves a problem. If you really know your audience and know what they need and what they're looking for, it solves a problem or gets them closer to their goal. So it needs to be something that's quick, kind of simple, and just goes, oh, that's really fantastic. I can use that right away.
Excellent. And what is your thought on double opt-ins?
You know, I think it depends on the audience. Some people are, it's really audience-driven. In mind, body, spirit, it's funny because what starts to happen is you have that perception of selling that starts to kick in. And so when you start to layer too many things in mind, body, spirit, sometimes there is a little bit of a pushback. There's a little feeling of like, okay, that's not what I want to do. There's too much involved. So to keep it, I think for the mind, body, spirit arena, to keep it as simple and straightforward as possible is really the best and easiest. And just as long as you always know that there's a specific solution for the person, that's the best way to bring them in.
Okay. So not doesn't necessarily mean you have to put that up on the whichever opt-in someone is using, whether they're going through. Who do you use? I use Constant Contact.
Oh, yeah. So for me, it's a combination of Kickstart Cart and AWeber.
Oh, okay. So AWeber. And what is Kickstart Cart? I'm not familiar with that.
Kickstart Cart is actually pretty fantastic. It has what I really like about it, so this might get technical, and I don't know how much your people are going to like hearing this part, but this is the part where you say, I'm just going to hire a marketing expert to come in and do this for me. But the Kickstart Cart has the ability to help you test what you're putting out. So it really helps you look at your conversion numbers. It really works. So when we call split testing, if anyone's heard of split testing, so the split testing is where you can take, I'm going to say sales letter, and I know people don't like the concept of sales letters, but your offer. We'll call it your offer to solve a problem for your people. If you have, you know, we think, okay, we built this great offer. Fantastic. We're going to put it out there. Our people are going to love it. And that may be true. But if we don't take the time to test it and know that that offer, maybe that offer is great, but maybe there's one that's better. And it could be simple changing of words. It could be simply colors or a picture you put on. So what Kickstart Cart allows you to do is to be able to take, to really test out what you're sending and be able to know your conversions, and to know that this one works better than this one. Okay, now let's test the next. Okay, this sales letter works better than this one because of this. So you always have a base, and then you modify the second one, and it's about testing it all the way through. And as you test it, it also helps you. So it helps you monitor what your conversions are per each one. And then also, if you have ads that you're spending, money that you're spending on all of that, so that you can calculate that in and that you know your exact numbers of where you're going, so that you can't just, because it's the numbers part, which especially in mind, body, spirit, everybody goes, I don't want to deal with that part. But if you have to really truly know what you're earning and where that money is going, and Kickstart Cart helps with that.
So okay, I get it. I think, but I just I have another question for you about this. So this is a way for people to test through their, and are you referring to their social media platforms that they're testing with?
So, It could be, well, it's really about testing. So when you build your sales letter, you're building it depending on where you're, how you're creating it and who your web guys are and all that stuff. You probably have a separate URL for it and what it looks like. And so when you're putting it on social media, or maybe, you know, depending on products, like clients have all sorts of products, so it's not always driven by social media. Sometimes, depending on the product, you can just do a standalone and do like, you know, Google AdWords and do ads that way as well. So it helps monitor where everything is going and where you're making the most money. Because this is where it gets complicated, sort of, because we just don't want to have to think that part through. But when you really get down into the nitty-gritty, I'll mention passive income a little bit. So the goal is always to have passive income. And so the passive income comes from having product that you can sell. And so a lot of times you can sell a product to your people in list building, and yes, it is about being authentic and connecting with them, which is what mindful marketing is always about. We cannot overlook the fact that someone who isn't following you might be looking for what you have to offer. So I try to look at it two ways. Yes, there's a way to build your audience and have your followers and your marketing directly to your email list, but you also need to remember, maybe there's you know, millions and millions of people out there, and someone who isn't on your list might be looking for your product. So you have to remember to not only sell your product to your list, but to have your product for sale on a kind of a standalone, so that if someone is looking for, you know, I want to know how to build my coaching business to six figures, maybe they've never heard of me, but if you Google that process, there'll be a product, the product that I'm coming out with in the next, we'll say 30 days, that product will show up for coaches. Or maybe there's an author out there that says, how do I monetize my book? So they Google making money from a book. Well, I have landing pages that are keyword driven back to that. So I'm looking at the bigger picture. It's not just marketing to my list, but it's my product could be found by anybody, anywhere, so that they, and I make sure that they can find it. So for them to find it, though, I have to test it, and I have to know that it works, and I have to know my keyword structure is correct. I have to know that the sales page is as appealing as it needs to be, and then I can just let it run.
And that's what Kickstart really Cart tested.
And Kickstart Cart helps you do all of that testing so that you know where your numbers are coming from, how much did you spend on an ad, how much did you spend on a click, how many of those are converting to actual buys, to purchases, so that you know that, you know, maybe it's costing you 60 cents a click, but you know, when you look at your conversions, you're getting, okay, I'm going to put myself in a corner here. I'm not going to do the math because I'll probably mess it up. But let's just say, you know, you've got something that's 60 cents a click, and for every 10 clicks, you're making a sale. So 60 cents, someone might say, well, that's kind of expensive for a click, or maybe it's $3 a click. But for every 10 clicks, you're making a sale. So then you can calculate what that costs you for a sale. But then if your product is $30, maybe that's not, or $10, not quite as much. But if you had a $1,000 product, I would pay for that all day long. So you need to be able to monitor the details of what's happening. And I think that's something that everyone forgets about. They just go, oh, I'm going to go and I'm going to sell a product. And then they made money and they're like, I made money. And it's like, well, yes, but you can make more money. And I know, again, mind, body, spirit entrepreneurs sometimes go, oh, I don't want to ask for so much money and I don't want to be greedy. And it's like, remember, it's just energy. And it's the energy of the knowledge that you're giving people that you need to be able to help them with their problems. And there's a balance in the universe. If you have knowledge you're giving, you need to be able to receive the energy back. And that energy just happens to be in the form of money. So you're just helping people. And the more money you have, that energy, you can then help other people in other ways and donate to charities and you know, go build houses for Habitat for Humanity or whatever you want to do with that money. So, but we seem to ignore the money side of it. And so once you understand the money and how it comes in and the details of where it comes from and how to make the most of it, then that is when you can, you are, have your business that's really monetizing the best way it can be in a passive income standpoint.
I hope
that wasn't too confusing.
No.
That was kind of detailed.
It was great details because, you know, my listeners are right there with you, and I can hear them all going, yeah, I get this. I'm following it. And so because we know that whatever you track, you can improve on, you know, but you don't, unless you're tracking the numbers, you don't fully know if your dollars in your Facebook campaigns are bringing the, you know, what end result they're bringing. So I agree with you. Now, do you prefer Google AdWords over Facebook ads?
It depends on what your goal is. It's all based on goal and what it is that you're marketing. So Facebook seems to be more in alignment with a lot of mind, body, spirit stuff because it's about really connecting. So if it's about being authentic and knowing your customer at a deep level and they want to know you at a deep level and who you are, and then Facebook seems to work because it's really more, it can be more specific in the audience of what, of who you're going after. Because Facebook's amazing. I mean, you could drill down to, if you wanted people that just bought a home, that have been married for a year, that just had a baby, you could, like, drill down to that level and market just to those people. So Facebook is pretty incredible when it gives you the ability to drill down. But it just depends on what your goal is. If you have a product that you're selling that
Kimberly, you there? You're cutting out a little bit. Hello?
That work? Oh, that's not good.
Okay, we got you. Go ahead.
I'm talking away.
You ended up, we lost you. You said if you have a product that.
Okay. So if you have a, sure, if you have a product that you that maybe expands past just your mind, body, spirit group, but say you have a product that is for speakers, you can take that product and put it up, and that would be more of a Google AdWords thing where you're trying to find people outside of just your community. You got to remember, you're looking in your community, and then you're trying to bring other people in your community. And so Google gives you like a bigger picture to bring them in, and Facebook is really more about communicating with the people within your community.
Excellent. So as you know, Kimberly, the show is called Sold to Profit Radio, and I ask every guest to share a few tips and strategies, although you've given tremendous tips and strategies already. But for you specifically, what really helped turn your business to making a profit?
You know, and it's funny, when I ask my guests this question, I'm always like, oh, come on, I need a better answer than that. But it really turns out to be the people that you meet. It's the connections that you make as you go through the process. And so for me, I would say what worked, you know, it's always the networking and meeting people. But my podcast for me has introduced me to people that I could not have met or would not have met within, like, you know, I had to go to 20 conferences this year to have met all the people and had the conversations that I'd had with my people that I've interviewed on my podcast. So the podcast has been like, oh, wow, here's these people and those people. And if I have a need, and someone's come to me and said, I have a lot of very interesting clients that are now want to go speak, and they're starting to look at to me and say, well, do you have an agent? Are you working? Are you an agent? Can you get me more speaking things? And it hasn't been something I have focused on, but I'm like, well, okay, something I can totally do. So let's figure out the next step. So I'm now going to be interviewing people that are speaking agents. And so I can use my podcast, my platform, as a way to introduce myself to people that I need to connect with to take my business to the next level that I probably would not have been able, I'm sure I could cold call them and be like, hey, so I have some questions. But it's so much easier to say, hey, I have a show and I'd love for you to share and you can promote whatever you need to promote and then figure out how we have a synergy and how we connect and can work together in the future. So the podcast for me has been just a phenomenal way to meet people and has been a game changer in expanding and meeting people that, again, that I probably could not have met at a conference, or if I met them at a conference, maybe everyone else was trying to talk to them and I couldn't quite get to them, and so it allows me to have, like, really intimate moments with them during the show and before and after.
and you post your podcast through, I know, through iTunes. Are there other avenues that you post your show on?
It goes up on my blog, and I am just creating, and I'd say probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks, a mindfulmarketingshow.com. And it's been kind of fun because the podcast kind of grew out of the idea that I needed to share my information with more people, maybe people who were trying to figure out, you know, how to start their business. And it, so it started, I don't want to say a hobby because that's a terrible thing to say, but I hadn't really thought of it as a business venture. It was more like, let's just share some information. And it's really started to take off. And so what started out as once a week has now turned to twice a week. And I do probably, I don't know, probably about 3 to 4 interviews a week. And it's just really taken off. So now I'm playing catch up, which is really funny because I would look at my clients and be like, why didn't you do this ahead of time? And I'm doing the exact same thing. So I'm coaching myself to be able to play catch up a little bit. So I have the website coming up in the next couple of weeks where all my guests can post their bios and their links and their information and anything they're promoting. And so that'll be a hub where everybody can go and listen in addition to iTunes.
Awesome. And Kimberly, what's been the biggest lesson you've learned so far from building businesses?
You know, what's interesting is that the biggest lesson is you really, truly can't do it on your own. And the sooner you can bring in a coach or a mentor, the better off you are. And it's, I find it fascinating because I have to say from personal experience, looking back on my Wall Street experience, I didn't know any of that. I literally, the universe took me on a journey, and I had opportunities pop up that I had never planned for. So I took every opportunity that I got. But I didn't know I could go get a mentor, and I didn't know even about masterminds and where you could sit with these amazing people. So my mastermind group was the people I worked with, which was great for us at the time, but when I got out and tried to do something now really on my own, that's a really big difference of building a multi-million dollar company with a team, and then now you're doing, it's you, and it's all you. But being able to know and realize, like, I can call upon anybody for questions and find a mentor and find someone that's going to guide me and help me stop making the mistakes I was making and show me an easier and faster way to get there, that's like an invaluable thing to have a coach or a mentor that can help you with what you're trying to learn.
I agree with you. You know, when you had me on your show and you asked me a very similar question, I thought back to the experience I had on Wall Street and then the experience I had building an 8-figure business in real estate. And I realized out of all of those investing in intangibles and tangibles, the greatest investment anyone can ever make is the investment they make in themselves, particularly their personal development and their personal growth. That's the greatest ROI in the business is called return on investment. And for sure, I agree with you. People who do that, I mean, I see it happen with my business coaching clients. Some of them have been very successful. They have million-dollar businesses, and they'll do it on their own for 20 years. They bring me in, and all of a sudden, they're creating multiple streams of revenue that they never considered before and never even thought of. So I agree with you. You know, to bring someone in who's been there, done that, and can shave years off people's learning curves, off their, you know, ability to grow a profitable business, I think is invaluable.
Absolutely. I feel like it was some big secret that I finally got let in on, and I was like, how come I didn't know this before?
Well, now it's become much more popular. You know, when you and I were, when were you, were in the brokerage business, what years?
Like 99 to 2008.
Okay. So I was in it the whole decade of the 90s and retired January of 2000. And back then, I mean, it wasn't as common as it is today to have a business coach or business consultant to work with you. It just wasn't. Oftentimes companies brought in speakers that you'd learn from, but when that speaker left and you bought their book, you still had no way to contact them for follow-up or for assistance. So I agree with you. That's a really powerful way for people to propel their success. And you've shared so many amazing tips and strategies for our listeners. Thank you for that. And please share with our audience where they can find, you know, more about you and your work.
Sure. They can find me at KimberlyMaska.com. That's K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, M as in Mary, A-S as in Sam, K-A. And that's my website. And then pretty quick here, they can go out and check the mindfulmarketingshow.com where they can listen to all the podcasts of all the different mind, body, spirit entrepreneurs that I've interviewed, and they share their stories of their success and how they've gotten to where they are now. And, so those are the two different ways. And you can also keep an eye out, too. My mindful marketing book will be out at the end of the year, and that will have all the tools and things that people need to be able to go in and take their business to the next level and know how to build that platform and really reach their clients.
Perfect. So your book will be out the end of the year. And the title again, would you share it with our listeners?
It's called Mindful Marketing. And you can actually even go to the Mindful Marketing book and get up on a wait list for it, and that's ready to go.
Excellent. So mindfulmarketingbook.com, is that correct?
Yeah, it is correct.
Okay, mindfulmarketingbook.com. Check it out. You can get on Kimberly's email list, and she'll let you know when the book is out and available. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. Kimberly, you're awesome. Thank you for everything you shared today and for enlightening our listeners.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It was such a pleasure.
Have a great day.
You too.
So there you go. Kimberly Maska, she's awesome. Great, great ideas. You know, for some of you who are listening to this going, wow, that was a little intense, you know, about the kickstart cart thing and split testing. But she's absolutely right that we need to be able to track when we send out our, you know, our ad campaigns or our home pages. And you can make very simple changes and see the growth in your people signing up for your list or people buying your products, and that's one way to do it. Google Analytics is another way, but that's a pretty cumbersome, that's not the easiest thing to understand. So I'm going to check out this Kickstart cart deal. And also you can hire her. You know, if you're someone who is wanting to get your message out in a bigger way, but you feel a little overwhelmed about the process, simply get in touch with Kimberly. I'm sure she would be more than happy to work with you and guide you along the way. As we know, when we ask for help, that is so important to ask for help. And it's important to make the investment in your business early on so that you're not wasting months and down the road wondering, why is your business not at the level where you are? Well, it could be because you haven't implemented some of these strategies, and Kimberly has a very simple 7-process piece to this. So definitely check her out. If you're also wanting more to move your business forward in a more powerful way as well, I work one-on-one with people. I only work with 7 clients at a time. I have an opening coming up in January. I'm happy to work with you and assist you on moving your business forward. During the time that we work together, we look at your sales funnel. We look at your income streams. We look at your cost of goods in your business. You know, what does it take to get your product out, and what's the profitability? That's an entire conversation that every business owner needs to have and understand for their business in order to take it to the next level. So we'll look at that. If you're interested, if you're really ready to move your business forward, connect with me. I only work with people who are ready to make changes in their lives, I mean, who are really, truly ready. If you're not ready, hold off on connecting with me. And then when you're truly ready, when you've had enough and you say, gosh, all right, I want to rock and roll with this, I'm going to do things that, you know, that I'm told to do in terms of growing the business that feel right to you. It's a collaborative process, and it's different for every individual. I don't have a cookie-cutter coaching process that I use with my business consulting clients because they're in varying industries. So if you're, you know, someone who is again, ready to move your business forward in a powerful way, connect with me. You can do so at Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling, like sterlingsilver.com. Connect with me through there. And also download my free home study course. It's called How to Manifest Your Big Dreams and Goals. 85 pages packed with content, teaching you how to work in power segments, teaching you how to set goals that are really aligned with your vision. I mean, it's packed filled with amazing tips and strategies, and you can find that at soultoprofit.com, just like this radio show, S-O-U-L-T-O, Profit, P-R-O-F-I-T.com. Go there, enroll in it. You'll get on my mailing list. I don't spam. I don't send out a ton of emails. I only send out when things are pertinent to my readers and will help them grow their business. So next week, in honor of the American Thanksgiving, I'm going to have a show on gratitude. Please call in next week and share what you're grateful for in your life and win a free downloadable gift from me. Everyone who calls in, it might be my book. I'm just going to give away all kinds of fun stuff in honor of Thanksgiving and gratitude. Have a great week, everyone.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Dear pesky blackheads, you disgust me. You're ugly, dirty, and just plain nasty. Enough is enough. Meet my Biore Deep Cleansing Charcoal Pore Strip. This strip, with natural charcoal, will pluck you out. Oil too. Sayonara, blackheads. See ya on the Biore Strip side. Sincerely, Finally Clean Pores. Love charcoal? Also try Biore Baking Soda Cleansing Scrub for an exfoliating deep clean. Biore, free your pores.